This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, the Defense Department has secured funding for the Replicator Initiative. 14 senators want to press the pause button on facial recognition use at airports. And a Virginia congressman is troubled by the lack of information on postal accidents and fatalities caused by trucking contractors. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. Nearly 80 people in the past 3 years have been killed in crashes involving trucks hired by the Postal Service. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
Lawmakers say that's an incomplete picture of the data. The House passed the Mail Traffic Deaths Reporting Act. The bill would require USPS to collect, track, and publicly report all deaths from vehicles transporting mail. Congressman Jerry Connolly introduced the bill. A recent Inspector General report finds USPS doesn't have a single written policy requiring it to track accidents and fatalities involving trucking contractors. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
Supporters of small business are raising concerns about the Pentagon's Cybersecurity Maturity Model Certification Program. Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday reports.
The Small Business Administration's Office of Advocacy says the CMMC requirements could be too costly for many smaller companies. The office has provided formal feedback on the Defense Department's proposed CMMC rule. The requirements could be effective as soon as later this year. But SBA's advocacy office says DoD needs to provide more details on how it will help small businesses comply with CMMC before finalizing the regulations. Justin Doubleday, Federal News Network.
The Army lays out its initial thinking of a new contract to set up an agile software development pipeline for recruiting. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has the details.
The Army Training and Doctrine Command wants to modernize its recruiting capabilities through software. To do that, Army PEO EIS is developing a new contract to support the Army Accessions Information Environment, or AIE. PEO EIS released a draft solicitation for a multiple award indefinite delivery indefinite quantity contract that calls for an agile acquisition approach. In the draft RFP, PEO EIS wants vendors to use DevSecOps and agile development to bring on board new recruiting tools. Comments on the draft solicitation are due by May 17th. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The Defense Department has secured the funding for the first tranche of the Replicator Initiative. Federal News Network's Anastasia Obis explains.
The department got $300 million from the Fiscal 2024 Defense Appropriations Bill to fund the program. The Defense Department also used existing authorities to bring in additional $200 million it needed. These investments will bring together products and capabilities from a wide range of technology companies. The first set of technologies under the Replicator Initiative includes uncrewed surface vehicles, uncrewed aerial systems, and counter-uncrewed aerial systems. Anastasia Obis, Federal News Network.
Some lawmakers want to press pause on the Transportation Security Administration's use of facial recognition. 14 senators are calling on Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to address the issue as part of the FAA reauthorization bill. They say TSA's plans to expand facial recognition to hundreds of airports should be stopped until Congress can conduct more oversight. TSA currently uses the technology to verify traveler identity at 25 airports. Lawmakers who oppose facial recognition say its growing use poses a threat to Americans' privacy and civil liberties. Do you know any federal acquisition workers who excelled in program management or small business contracting or in procurement equity or sustainability? Then why not nominate them for the 2024 Chief Acquisition Officers Council Excellence Awards? This annual program recognizes acquisition professionals who contribute to outstanding improvements in acquisition through the Better Contracting Initiative strategies or other efforts. Award categories also include innovation, Data and Technology, and Category Management. Nominations are due by July 31st, and the CAO Council will honor the awardees in October. The National Science Foundation and the Energy Department are lending their supercomputer capabilities to 35 AI projects. It's all happening under the National AI Research Resource as a way for federal agencies to share AI capabilities with researchers working on this emerging technology. The projects include using AI to identify agricultural pests and ways to secure medical imaging data. Most National Guard personnel performing space missions would retrain or retire rather than join the Space Force. An Air National Guard internal survey shows that up to 86% of all Guard space professionals would rather stay in the National Guard and retrain for other missions. Air Force officials recently sent a legislative proposal to Congress seeking to bypass governors in 14 states and to transfer units with space missions within the Air National Guard into the Space Force. The governors of 48 states and 5 territories sent a letter to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin calling for the immediate discontinuation of that legislative proposal. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Tuesday, May 7th, 2024, I'm Peter Masurlian.